So it sure seems like two of the three branches of government, the legislative and the judicial, are pretty darn sure Donald Trump committed crimes. You think the third branch of government is starting to get the message? Let's talk about that, because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So let's talk about criminal referrals from Congress, the legislative branch, to the Department of Justice, the executive branch. Because this story just broke in the New York Times. Headline, January 6 committee weighs possibility of criminal referrals. The House panel is examining whether there is enough evidence to recommend that the Justice Department pursue cases against Donald J. Trump and others. Spoiler alert, there is enough evidence, but I digress. That article begins, when the House formed a special committee this summer to investigate the January 6 Capitol assault, its stated goal was to compile the most authoritative account of what occurred and make recommendations to ensure it never happens again. But as investigators sifted through troves of documents, metadata, and interview transcripts, they started considering whether the inquiry could yield something potentially more consequential. Evidence of criminal conduct by President Donald J. Trump or others that they could send to the Justice Department urging an investigation. That move, known as sending a criminal referral, has no legal weight, as Congress has little ability to tell the Justice Department what investigations it should undertake. But it could have a substantial political impact by increasing public pressure on Attorney General Merrick B. Garland, who in his first year in office has largely sidestepped questions about what prosecutors are doing to examine the conduct of Mr. Trump and his aides as they promoted baseless allegations of voter fraud. And friends, it isn't just the legislative branch that kinda, sorta feels like Donald Trump committed crimes. The judiciary, in uncharacteristic fashion, has sorta been screaming the same thing from the rooftops. Remember this little ditty? Federal judge says Trump has responsibility for January 6th, calling rioter a pawn. A federal judge suggested Friday that former President Donald Trump had some responsibility for the January 6th attack on the Capitol and that rioters were pawns provoked into action. Speaking at the sentencing hearing for rioter John Lolos, the judge said rallygoers like him were, quote, called to Washington, D.C. by an elected official, prompted to walk to the Capitol by an elected official. Judge Amit Mehta, by the way, a former public defender in the local courts of Washington, D.C., Judge Amit Mehta called individuals who stormed the building a pawn in the game played by people who knew better. But for some reason, the executive branch doesn't seem all that concerned. It certainly does not have the same sense of urgency that the other two co-equal branches of government have. So let's talk about criminal referrals. Congress investigates to see what legislative fixes it might need to put in place. But Congress can't prosecute. So when those investigations expose crime, Congress packages the information, the evidence up, and refers it to the executive branch, to the Department of Justice. But those criminal referrals, as the New York Times article points out, don't have the effect of law. It's just basically one co-equal branch telling another, we found some crime here. Y'all might want to handle that. And we have seen criminal referrals by Congress to the Department of Justice go largely ignored before. Remember this little ditty? Senate committee made criminal referral of Trump Jr., Bannon, Kushner, and two others to federal prosecutors. The Republican and Democratic leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee, yes, this was a bipartisan criminal referral, by the Republican and Democratic leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee made criminal referrals of Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, Steve Bannon, Eric Prince, and Sam Clovis to federal prosecutors in 2019, passing along their suspicions that the men may have misled the committee during their testimony. Remember that? And that was under Bill Barr's Department of Justice. And of course, Bill Barr's Department of Justice was where congressional criminal referrals went to die. Well, at least if those being referred for prosecution were friends, family, or criminal associates of Donald Trump. So what now? Well, we wait for the House Select Committee to continue and ultimately conclude its investigation, to make criminal referrals based on the evidence it develops, and then maybe, just maybe, the executive branch, the Department of Justice, will begin to show the same sense of urgency, the same sense of democracy-saving urgency as the legislative branch, the same urgency as the judiciary, and the same urgency as we, the people, are feeling. Because justice matters. And friends, as always, thank you for tuning in to these daily Justice Matters videos. As you may know, we're an all-volunteer outfit, up and running 7 days a week, posting a video each day. If you have any interest in more formally supporting our all-volunteer efforts, our mission, our content, you can go over to patreon.com, sign up to become a patron, become a member of Team Justice proper, and if you do, I will send you some Team Justice stickers and a personal handwritten note of thanks. And as always, friends, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.